Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about taking off your mask. Have you found yourself showing a different you or holding back when around certain people? Do you find yourself having a work you and a home you? Are you sometimes stuck because certain people have certain expectations of you and you're afraid of the response if you go outside your box? Learn to embrace your authentic self as we continue our month focusing on growing into who you're meant to be. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Hey everyone, first I want to apologize if I sound a little discombobulated this month. Because we're moving, I'm shooting these episodes a couple of months in advance, so in January, and everything that went on the U.S. Capitol has been weighing on my mind. So apologies if I sound a little off at times. I try to be really focused when this happens. One thing that inspired unintentionally, as you know, I take notes and then go from there. I recorded these out of order. I recorded the last episode of the month first. And I just kind of say, hey, what am I in the mood to talk about today? And look at all the episodes. And as I've been thinking about it, I haven't gone back to do my pre-edit and then my real edit where I listen through and do that. And I'd been thinking about it. I thought, oh, you know, I gave this example of where if you're upset about something, you have to be upset if it happens to someone else. And I didn't say vice versa. And are people going to get upset about that? And I thought, you have to be real. You have to be you. You are going to upset people with this podcast. And you already have. So there's no reason to think that that would stop. I have to keep it real. I have to be me. I have to share what I'm feeling and thinking, because the consistent feedback is that I'm authentic and that that's what people really appreciate. So I'm just going to go for it. If I upset people, I can't control how people respond. I shared about that last episode about the person that got super upset with me and told me to stay in my lane, and you know, it is what it is. I can't control it. Today's episode was inspired by turning 50. It's like there's a switch that goes off, and it's forget that stuff, which I did an entire episode on. I'd encourage you to check that out. And you're just like, whatever, take me as I am. Right? That old Chicago song. And it's like, if I lose people because they interpret it a certain way, it is what it is. I can't help that. And the older I get, the less I care. That doesn't mean I want to harm or hurt anyone. Nothing like that. Just say, you know what? If I'm not for you, cool. Go find someone that is. And I can't stop shining my light because that makes you uncomfortable. And I truly believe that when in some situations, you're definitely doing your thing and you're too bright for some people. And that's okay. Also inspired by my husband, Tony. He's just really real, and I'm laughing because we just got into a discussion, and we raised our voices, and Joey, who is our, bless his heart, our elderly cat, Joey's 16, 17, he'll be 17 this year, and we really don't argue. We can get into intense discussions, but we've never screamed at each other or anything like that, but I'm like, okay, Joey left the room. Let's take it down a little bit, but we were just getting super excited about something. Well, I was getting super excited. I was probably annoying my husband, but we kept it real. And I think that especially if you're in an intimate relationship, that's super important. I felt for a long time, I had to meet people's expectations of being the good girl, right? Doesn't matter if I'm upset. I can't express myself because that'll upset other people, right? How many of us have done that or are doing that now? At times when I go home to see my parents, I feel like I'm five again. I'm like, oh, don't want to rock the boat. For me, doing the Clear Sight program was the first step to really start to peel back those layers and clearing the energetic clutter and inner affects the outer. So as I cleared the energetic clutter, it had an effect on my outside life. And I'm super excited. We have a guest next episode and talking about energetic boundaries, which is going to be super important. And as I mentioned a moment ago, and I believe I apologize, I really try not to repeat stuff. It's because, you know, I shoot these in a week and it'll pop into my head sometimes. So I had an angry review. They felt I crossed the line. I wasn't who she had come to expect and believe me to be. In her mind, I had no right to suggest that a toxic relationship could be abusive. I was in a box that she had created, zero to do with me. If I talked about the lighthearted stuff or the less serious stuff to examine, that was okay. And she assumes she knows all my qualifications and all my training and doesn't. And remember, I say this again and again, what others do is about them and how you respond is about you. That's key to increasing your awareness and to helping you heal. And it's okay. She's not able to and may never receive, but I can't let her fear or her anger or her frustrations. Remember, I talked last month is we're growing. We're going to push up against that and feel that. We have these growth periods and we're like, ugh, I told you I was crying saying, Judy, I want to be grown. I don't want to grow anymore. I don't want to go through the tough stuff. And I'm hopefully going to be growing for as long as I'm here. Wearing a mask creates clutter. It creates health clutter because it's stressful to keep up a mirage and to not be who you are. It can keep you in toxic relationships that don't want you to be healthy. It creates stress of not being fully who you are in a relationship. And that's not good. That's not healthy. For all my faults, I remember the first time Tony and I had an argument. And he was like, yeah, a little tarnish on the unicorn now. And I said, that's all right. That's good. I can live with that. That you want to be in a healthy, loving relationship. All your relationships, I desire that for you. It can create mental clutter because you have to keep track of who you are around certain people. You show this side to person A. You show that side to person B. I had a friend that was, I don't know if she was a pathological liar. I don't know enough of the definition, but she lied a lot. We aren't friends and haven't been friends for a long time, but I thought, oh my gosh, the mental and emotional energy that you have to do to keep up with all the lies, I couldn't keep track of it. I'd need to have a planner to keep track of all the lies that she told. Think about how much focus and energy is being spent on that instead of creating, being, doing. You may not express your emotions, and I did this a lot, and you keep that buried and you create emotional clutter. And society and communities and neighbors can all give us messages. You know what? We don't want you to rock the boat. It doesn't matter if solar in our neighborhood will increase our property values. We just want to stay a concrete block. Okay. You're not authentic, it can create spiritual clutter. You're not sharing your gifts with the world. That's what I desire. All of you listening and watching are talented. You have gifts. I want you sharing them with the world. How has wearing a mask created clutter for you? What's the mask you're wearing? Who do you wear it around? Why you have a mask? You're trying to be something that you're not. And there can be a variety of reasons. It might be a combination. It might be one. Marinate on these as I'm talking. See if you find yourself and go, ah, that sounds like me. You might want to impress others. You might feel insecure about how much money you make, your looks, whatever it is. And so you're going to go above and beyond and change things so that people be impressed by you. You might wear a mask to feel better about yourself. In that case, I'd encourage you to shore up your self-esteem. If you are pretending to be something you're not and who you want to be, and I really believe people rather quickly see through that. They know, you know what? I'm working with someone to kind of get a branding together, and it's kind of there, but it's not pulled together. And I said to her, you know, I can go to some of these pages and it just doesn't feel authentic to me. And I can't say it's because of A, B, and C. It's just my gut feeling. So if you are being something you're not, it's like when I see people who kind of adopt things from others or take things, and if it's really not truly who they are and they're just kind of regurgitating that, people pick up on that. Maybe you do it to seek approval. I know I sure did. I'm going to have put on the good girl mask today, and then everyone will love me and everything will be fine and I won't have to look at any layers and life can just go on in what I perceived as harmony. It really wasn't. I will make myself to be who you want me to be. And definitely in my earlier romantic relationships, I did that. And again, I am eternally grateful every single day for my husband because he takes me as I am, which I know can sometimes be a challenge. Ask yourself, is there someone you're around that you want to seek their approval? I shared this story. I don't think I've shared this in a while. When you're older, you'll understand. It just kind of happened. I had a friend who was married to someone, and his parents' expectation were that he would become an attorney. Hated it. Went to law school, wasn't his passion. And then he was a lawyer for a really cool company. And I don't remember. And I think it was finally when they moved from the West Coast to the East Coast that he found something that he truly enjoyed doing. But he was, gosh, probably mid-30s before he was able to say, you know what, I don't want to be a lawyer. And he had finally been able to stand up for himself and didn't need to seek approval anymore. So you're not alone. And these things can take time. Don't judge yourself. It's about saying, okay, this is what's going on. And what action can I take to move forward? Perhaps you are afraid of what you might find. There might be some junk and gunk that you really aren't ready to face. Now, I'm going to talk about this a little more detail later in the podcast this month. But you're just like, you know what? I really don't want a deal. I know there's something going on there and I'm just not ready to touch it. So I'm just like I said with the little good girl, I'm just going to pretend everything's okay. I'll put my mask on, and then that way I don't have to deal with the stuff, the hard stuff. Of course you can understand that. And remember, be gentle with yourself during this process. We are all being and becoming. We all have stuff that we need to work on. Works in progress, all of us. Perhaps it's rejection. Oh, he won't like me. Boy, was that a fear of mine. I don't know how the people who ask out other people all the time do it. I think that would be really tough. You'd have to get a thick skin. Someone like my husband who is definitely a sensitive guy. And he said, yeah, it's hard when you're constantly asking women out. It's not an easy thing. It just doesn't have to be in romantic relationship. It can be rejection of your book, your art piece, your singing, your music, your creative endeavors. It can be rejection by your family from your chosen career choice that I shared in an example a little bit ago. There are a multitude of things that we can be afraid of being rejected. So we just put on that mask instead of facing the rejection. And sometimes we have this false notion that people won't like the real me. I felt that last when I was in that women's group. And it's just so weird to me sometimes. And we're in this spiritual group and we're all supposed to be bettering ourselves. And there were a couple mean girls. I'm like, what's wrong with this picture? That's kind of nutso here. And so when I started to step back in that group, I definitely put on a mask. I'm like, I don't want to share any more intimate details. I am just not interested. And whatever they see is okay with me. Now, in that instance, it was definitely trying to protect myself. And when you know if you have things like mean girls or people who are going to mock you and don't get you and you haven't found your tribe, of course you can understand why you'd want to put on a mask. But that's a false assumption that people won't like you. And I'd encourage you, your tribe is out there. And at my age, I can tell you kind of go through these not circles, or maybe circles is the right word. I still have friends. I have friends from when I was in high school. I think people I've known since junior high, maybe grade school. I'd have to think about that. Not super close, but still, I would consider a good friend. I moved from LA, gosh, about 15 years ago. Still have good friends from that. I went through a couple cycles here. We'll leave a couple good friends. One of the things I'm most looking forward to is really finding a community when we move. And again, it's like at 50, the switch happens. And I'm like, they don't like me. That's okay. Like, I don't have time for this. I have too much to get done. I've got gifts to share. And I'm just going to be the real me. They can take it or leave it. And again, that's not coming with a chip on my shoulder. That's saying, I love and accept myself. Not all the time, most of the time. And I'm okay with who I am. And that's ultimately what's important, being okay with yourself. Doesn't matter if other people don't understand you or get you, as long as you are okay with you. Now, here are some signs that you have a mask. You don't express how you feel. When you're upset, go for a run, eat ice cream, scream because you can't express it to the people that you need to. How often are you able to do that? Did a whole episode on feel your feelings. So, so important. Do you find yourself feeling misunderstood or resentful? You can understand if you're wearing that mask all day, that gets tiring. It gets exhausting. And if you aren't really putting the real you out there, then of course it would make sense that you feel misunderstood. So ask yourself, how often are you feeling like that? You're a show-off. You have a high opinion of yourself. And that's different from being confident and secure in who you are. And it's a big ego cover-up. And you do this because you perceive that you're an equal, and you're not an equal. We're all one. We are all the same. We all have our challenges. No one is better than another. But if you find yourself, there's someone that we know, and my husband said, pay attention the next time that they speak. And I was like, wow, my husband does such a good job paying attention. This person with another certain person has to always one-up them. And when he told me that, I was like, wow, if someone says blah, blah, they're constantly, it's really interesting. And it just seems to be with this one person. But it was felt the need to one-up to show off. That's putting on the mask, and that's not really you needing to feel better than. So if you, and again, it's not like, hey, I ran the marathon, and owning it and being proud. You all know what the difference is. I'm a little biased, but I think you all are pretty smart cookies. If you manipulate and judge instead of being open and trying to solve the problem, if you have to build yourself up and tear others down, you might have feelings of being protective, maybe overly so, defensive, argumentative, judgmental, hostile, or aggressive. It's one of the reasons I've really tried to step back from social media, because I just feel like I just described Facebook to you all. We see that too much. Are you trying to manipulate the situation? When I was younger, I definitely was passive aggressive. I just didn't know. And I was trying to manipulate this situation because I couldn't ask for what I needed. I couldn't express, this is what I need. So I felt that the only way to get that was to manipulate. And I just, because I just didn't know. I did the best I could at the time. And look at where you're judging. You know, I'm always trying to tell myself, take a step back, take a deep breath. Try not to judge. You know, I was so angry at someone and I couldn't find any empathy that I'm like, this is time for you to take a break. Cause I do not want to be in a place where I'm judging someone and I can't be compassionate.
Feel stuck, but have no clue what you need to do to move forward? Would you like to feel energized and excited every day? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Julie Caraccio supports you in finding the answers within and then taking action to make changes happen. Visit reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie can support you with life coaching.
Do you lack personal growth and self-examination? Now you're here at the podcast or on YouTube, so you're doing it. And a lot of times, as I mentioned earlier, you might be afraid of what you're going to find. I share this from personal experience. I share this from doing, probably did hundreds of interviews when I did Reawaken Your Brilliance, that people always said the same thing. It is so much harder to not examine things because you hold on to that. It might be not be something that you are fully aware of, but it's there. And until you release it, heal it, and move it forward, it stays stuck. Because remember, everything's energy. And I was so afraid to look at something. And when I finally walked through the fire, I was like, dang, this, I built this up. This was not as hard. Was it like, woohoo, cheerlead? No. It was like some wading through molasses. It was that growth period thing. But boy, was that a lot easier than expending all the energy mentally, physically, emotionally to not examine what I needed to heal. Are you a people pleaser? Boy, was I a people pleaser. Oh my gosh, I'm just having an aha moment. I talked earlier in the podcast about, that last episode, are they going, I don't want to upset anyone. And that's people pleasing. That was digging into that. And I just had that realization as I'm looking at my notes and talk. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to be a people pleaser. Oh, I don't want someone to get mad at the podcast. Oh, I don't want another negative review like that. What if everyone sees that review and then they hate me and they hate the podcast? Oh, well. Are you afraid to step outside your comfort zone? Are you afraid of what others think? So I saw the picture of Princess Charlene of Monaco. She shaved half her head. And the media went nuts. You know, I can't imagine being under such scrutiny. I'm about to get my hair cut, guys. It has been a year just because of everything going on. And I am with the same hairdresser who's now like an hour away. Anyway, the media went nuts with her. And she was powerful enough to be like, you know what? I'm going to rock the half-shaved head. I'm hoping she's okay and there are no issues. But that, I mean, you're a princess and you're shaving your head. Talk about putting yourself out there and hopefully dropping your mask on that when you have millions of people scrutinizing everything. I shaved my head once. I highly recommend it. I traveled cross country after I shaved it and it was very freeing. It was no shampoo, hardly, very easy to take care of. If you're ever able to, it's very freezing. And I don't like to brag, but I can pull off a shaved head. Well, I should say when I was younger, I'm a little chunkier now. I'm still doing my losing weight and getting my exercise in, but I could definitely pull that off. So examine if you stop yourself in fear because you've got that little box you've created. And that's you've created. And if someone else has said, hey, stay in your lane, bye, see ya, you do you. Don't stress out about what other people think. How can you remove the mask? Don't be a people pleaser. Stop yourself. Pay close attention. Do you find yourself doing something you don't? Oh, wait. That's not Julie. That's not the real me. That doesn't feel comfortable. You know what? I don't have to people please. It's not my job to take care of everyone. Don't hold on to grudges because everyone makes mistakes. I want to be clear. If someone has done something that's unacceptable, harmful, thank you for the lesson. Whatever you need to do, heal yourself and move on. I'm not saying keep them in your life. I don't want someone taking up rent and space in your head that doesn't deserve to be there. You know what? That's where they are in their learning process. It's not my job to change them. Maybe they'll have an aha moment. Maybe they won't. That's not on me. Try to forgive as much as you're able to. And again, some things take years. I'm still working on some things to forgive. not holding grudges supports you in healing. Express how you feel. Get in the habit of asking yourself, what do I need in this moment? You know, maybe you're super angry. And then you say, okay, I'm going to take a couple deep breaths. And you close your eyes and you ask yourself, and yourself says, I really need a good cry. Because underneath this anger, I'm sad. Or underneath your anger, I'm afraid. I'm really scared. I need a hug. I need encouragement. Get in the habit. How am I really feeling? And dissolve as many layers as you can. Learn from your mistakes. Now, I don't see things as mistakes, so let me rephrase that. Learn from your lesson. If you've learned something, it's not a mistake. But what did you learn from it? Because if you don't learn it and keep repeating it, then that's not good. And when you learn from it, you say, oh, I learned that I'm a people pleaser. So that means that I need to be aware of it. Oh, I'm going to stop myself in the moment. And I'm going to ask myself, what do I need? What do I choose to do? And get out of that pattern of being a people pleaser. Seek your own approval, not from others. Love yourself, respect yourself, approve of yourself. Don't rely on others' expectations and judgments. Because remember, we have all of our perceptions, our glasses on. We all view things differently from others. Approve of yourself first. I think one of the frustrating things about season 8 of Married at First Sight with one of the couples is this is heartbreaking for me. This woman, in my view, we'll see if things change in the last episode, is she just wants this man to love her and seek his approval. And I get that, you know, it's a weird situation. You're just getting married. You don't know anything, but he constantly has done things like, that's not okay. Like the friend said, he doesn't treat you well. Don't seek others' approval. Prove yourself. Embrace your journey and stop comparing. Comparing is such wasted energy. And I think especially women, I really feel are encouraged to do this in so many ways. Are you a better mom? Are you thinner? Are you prettier? Does your hair better? Just a myriad of ways. You're on your own special path. No one else can live your life, can have your experience. So just say, this is my life, and this is what I'm here to learn, and I'm going to enjoy the ride. And I'm going to work when I find myself comparing, I'm going to bring it back to Julie. Why am I comparing? What do I need to heal? What do I need to dig a little bit deeper on? Release being a perfectionist. That was one of the things that I did when I was younger. And I see that when people also organize, if it can't be perfect, but then they don't take that first step because if it can't be perfect, I don't want to try. I don't want to do it. You know, in the process of writing a book, I'm excited. I've started on the other ones, which is a big goal for this year. And I could probably take all my books that are published and re-edit them again. But then I drive myself crazy. What's more important, supporting people and getting the word out there or being absolutely perfect? The reality is there are some people who be like, this is dumb or this stinks. It won't be perfect to them because I can't please everyone. So where in your life are you trying to be a perfectionist? And what is it that you're afraid? Because if you can spend your time trying to be perfect, then it doesn't get done and it keeps you in that comfort zone. Practice discernment. Don't automatically say no or yes. You know, if you are a people pleaser, then yes, without thinking of your need. So begin to practice discernment. That's how you get the real you. What is it that I need in this moment? Do I really want to do that? Does that align with my goals? Does that align with my vision? Is that going to take me towards my passion? Don't try to be something you're not. And I personally feel as you age, this is a lot easier. People will love the real you. You know, I show a lot of my warts and people still love me. But again, because they connect with that. And when I do that and when you do that, that gives other people permission. Someone had just posted on my Facebook page that I said, how's your self-care? And had put a little thing on the Facebook page. And she said, I'm dealing with depression and anxiety, and I'm dealing with it. I'm working on it. And I was like, that's awesome. And by you sharing that publicly, because it was on my Reawaken Your Brilliance page, someone is going to see that. And whether or not they share, that's a little drop. And they might not do something now, but they might see another thing, and they might see another thing, and then eventually share, you know what, I'm struggling with depression. And that puts you on the path to healing. You know, be you, and there are people out there who love you for what you are. And remember, when people aren't, they're dealing with their own stuff, and they're probably unable to be authentic. And when they see someone else being authentic, you know, that can trigger things. Oh no, they're being authentic. I don't want them to be authentic. And how will people respond? Do you own and take responsibility for your life and your lessons? Don't be a victim. Just own it. Because when you see people, it's such a turnoff. It's never their fault. It's always someone else's fault. That's not authentic. That's not real. Because we all have our lessons. We all mess up. We all do things that we shouldn't have, that we maybe were unkind, maybe even cruel. We've all done stuff like that. So, okay, you know what? I'm sorry. I apologize. How can I make that better? You know, you can always make amends. There is always that option. But own your life. Don't be the victim. I see the victim playing out a lot. Oh, it's everyone's fault but mine. Honor your intuition. Your intuition is that beautiful soul speaking to you. And that is the real you. That's not this physical body we have. It's not the ego. That is your divine essence that I believe when we go on to the next adventure is still there. That never changes. If you don't listen to your intuition, there are lots of different things you can do to practice that muscle of building up and honoring that. And I'm really excited. So I did this little 90-minute class thing with Barrett and Beth last night. I encourage you to listen to the interview that I did on animal communication with them. I'm going to have them back again. And because we have such similarities, and they were talking about patterns last night and honor. And I said, oh, so I had a question. And she later emailed me and said, oh, you know, you were spot on. You're so intuitive. And it's nice having that affirmed from someone who I consider to be someone I'd like to emulate and to tap more into my intuition. So honor your intuition, not only listening to it and taking action. I remember once my intuition was like, do blah, blah. I was like, okay. And it was crazy. And now like it just, but I said, okay, I believe my intuition is doing that. So I'm going to follow it. And the more you do that, the more in tune you are. Make your own choices and don't always go with the crowd. I mean, I think that's a particularly important lesson today, at least in America. Make your own choices and don't always go with the crowd. That's about tuning into yourself. What do you need? Don't just live life passively. Don't let others make decisions and choices for you. You have a voice that needs to be heard. And if you are doing that, ask yourself, am I afraid to make a choice? Why? Why do I always want to go around with the crowd? Is it to people please? What is it? Be open-minded. Be open to new ideas and life lessons. It's been my experience when people are jerky McJerk faces that they tend to be closed-minded. Now look, I have was definitely a lot more narrow-minded when I was younger. But as I've aged, as I've learned more, as I've become curious, that has allowed me to open up. I try to talk to people who aren't my age, don't look like me, don't act like me, and come from a place of curiosity. And that's allowed me to expand my mind. And again, I don't have to agree with everything, but that supports you because you are able then to increase your awareness, but also your perceptions. And you can see different things from larger perspectives. So just as a quick example, I know, guys, we'll be off the solar thing soon. Okay, yeah, super annoying that we lost, but I also have to look at, well, allowed us to stand up for ourselves. And the larger perspective is it gave Tony the impetus to say to his boss, hey, can I move and work from home? And his boss said yes. And that was important because when we started to set all this in motion, then 6 months later, my mom got sick. Well, I needed to go up and help her. I have to look again, take it out as far as you can to see those perspectives and open your mind. Hang out with others who keep it real. You're like what you become. Wait, I think I messed it up. Whoever you hang out with, you'll tend to become like that. So I'm super excited. The people we hang out with most have definitely started their journey to health last year and have been a good influence on us. When you're around people who take off that mask, it allows you to do so. It gives you the courage to do so. You can see, wow, A, they're pretty cool, and B, it's okay. There's nothing to be afraid of. I can be who I am. And if people are like, whoa, whoa, no. Bye. Thank you. Thank you. Next. Be with people who are authentic. Finally, practice what you preach. If you are authentic or real, you are going to do what you say you're going to do. Be impeccable with your word is one of the Four Agreements. Great book if you haven't read it. Do I always practice what I preach? No, but most of the time I do. And I try to be really aware when I don't. I don't want to be a hypocrite. That's why, again, I said I had to get off Facebook because I'm all about looking within and healing and trying to be authentic and be a good person. And I got to a spot. I knew I can't do this. I need to take a step back. Always try to practice what I preach. Now, don't look at my office space. It's cluttered. I've got a bunch of boxes to pack. But in general, I'm pretty good at it. Take actions from today's podcast. Understand how wearing a mask creates clutter in your life. Recognize why and with whom you aren't keeping it real. Examine how you wear your mask when with others. Release pleasing people. Express your feeling. Take responsibility for your life. Learn from your lessons. Practice discernment. Make your own decisions. Be who you are and do you. Hang out with others who are authentic. Practice what you preach. Be aware when you start to put on your mask. Let your authentic light shine. On our next episode, we're talking about creating energetic boundaries. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.